Jeffrey Steiger is founding artistic director of the CRLT Players at the University of Michigan and the artistic director of the New Theater of Medicine based at the George Washington University in Washington, D.C. So what on earth was he doing on the program of the ASCE Engineering Dean's Institute earlier this year? Well, Steiger is an expert in creating dramatic representations of real-life situations that occur in academia. At the CRLT Theater,
what we did there was create original theatrical works based upon research that we would present to faculty and faculty leaders as a means to create dialogues. There was the theatrical part where we bring to life certain research, and then there was the workshop part where we would engage faculty audiences on the topics presented.
At the New Theater of Medicine, one compelling example was titled
The Autopsy of Dr. Melinda J. Smith, a 45-minute play where I use professional actors that presents the story form of a new medical student and her journey to becoming a third-year resident, where she breaks down and faces a lot of issues. And we engage our health professional audience in conversations about how identity and system hit and the system of education, how it may set up these future physicians for burnout, also how it may help and provide resources.
At ASCE's EDI, Steiger directed actors in a session where they played out real-life examples of the dynamics of faculty hiring, retention, and promotion in an engineering college. Feedback from deans was universally positive. Steiger says despite presenting art to even technically minded and research-focused audiences, that response is typical. The key, he says, is using actual examples he's gathered in his research.
Stories have that great weight to them. If someone tells me something and I tell them that I was told this by their faculty, then they get to engage with it, I think, a little bit differently. They compare and contrast their own narrative as opposed to saying it's wrong or it's right. They can say, well, that's not my experience. What I like about theater is it's a different way of talking, and it's a way of talking that I think is helpful for issues around power and authority and sexism and racism.
Universally, the power of a story lies, in part, in its ability to allow us to see ourselves from the outside looking in.
Two people from the same department may have completely different narrative experiences. So when they respond to the theater, they suddenly realize that they're having two different experiences in their department and need to better understand what's taking place. What does identity have to do with that experience? What does rank have to do with that experience? What do those two people have in common and what's different? And that often tells them something about what they might be missing or seeing in that particular department.
For a powerful tool to help engineering colleges do some self-examination, the play, as someone once said, is the thing. For the American Society for Engineering Education, I'm Nathan Call, and this is the PRISM Podcast. For more great engineering education stories, visit the PRISM Magazine website at asee-prism.org.